Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. I don't know why. Like, I start off with like good energy, and then like then I'm like, oh, fuck you. I'm like, eh, whatever. But it was Valentine's Day. Yeah, I don't know if everyone had a good Valentine's Day. I know I did. I was 300 miles away from here. Singing karaoke with my single friends because all my married friends were busy fucking at home. As they should. You know, good for them. But I was just sitting there with my debaucherous single friends that know why they're single. And just making fun of fucking happy relationships. Okay, hop up then. You have that ability. You want to say hello? This is my love. Yeah, say hello. There. But yeah.
Ow, fucking dickhead. Hop up. Get up to your thing. Dickhead, get up there. Get up there, dickhead. Do I have to lift you? You're going to make me lift you, huh?
That she will.
There.
All right. You know how to get up there by yourself, but you're just being an asshole.
No, she has a personal elevator. Why should she have to expend herself?
But so, back to where I was. I was doing karaoke, upsetting the entire bar with just immature karaoke songs. You know, I started off with the most romantic song I knew. Fuck Her Gently by Tenacious D. You don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Fuck you, dickhead. Get out of here. Shoo. Go get attacked by the other cats.
Momo can't have her cake and eat it, too.
Yeah. Fuck you. And then I upset the entire bar unanimously by singing Show Me Your Genitals.
Oh my God.
People were booing me, which made me the happiest person. Me and my buddy Jason were cackling.
I didn't know you could boo people at a karaoke.
Oh. Women are stupid, and I don't respect them. That's right. I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals. Show me your genitals. Your genitalia.
For some reason, this song kind of makes me think of Adventure Time.
It's such a great fucking song. And there's Show Me Your Genitals, too.
There's a second one?
Oh, I think there's like four.
Wow.
I mean, he's fucking Jean Lesage. Is such a fucking great musician. He has, you know, such bangers as, you know, guns kill people. Guns don't kill people. I kill people with guns. And like, the last time I was going to sing that song, like, a cop had just gotten murdered, like, that morning, like, in the next town over. I'm like, oh, it's a bad time to do this one. And if, like, I wasn't sure I was going to get attacked, I would have fucking done it. I'm like, someone's going to attack me for, you know, doing that. I should have done it. Like, I regret not doing it now. You know, I'm like, oh, no, You miss your chance to be funny, and it's like, oh, I'll never be funny again. But honestly, I'm going to go on a bit of a rant here.
Again?
I always do. I have no idea why men in general get married. I understand why women do it. It's a fucking solid deal for you. But for me as a dude, why the fuck did I do this dumbass shit?
Because if you didn't, I was going to leave you.
Yeah, they've been fine. It's like, hey, I bet you half of everything you own that you're going to love me forever. And if I go crazy and cheat on you or leave you for any reason, you still fucking lose that bet. So now I have to, you know, stay in love with her mm-hmm. and keep her happy. You know, lest she go crazy and leave.
Happy wife, happy life.
Oh my.
I mean, it's an honest fucking thing. Like, as a and then I see.
Yeah, but honestly, I wonder how it works in Colorado. Let me see what the Colorado divorce laws are.
It's I kill her, and you know, then myself, and then that's it.
But who takes care of the cats?
That's your fucking work does.
But they don't know if they haven't been told I've been murdered.
Like, oh, they'll know. Like okay. your work will be like, oh, well, you know, and like they try and adopt him out. This cat has a fucking taste for eyeballs, but it's so fluffy and white. It's like, yeah, it ate all the eyeballs immediately. Like, it
okay,
even
how went. Long have you guys been married?
Too long.
Too long.
Do we agree it was 2018?
It was when Trump got elected president. I know.
Okay, the point is, it's been a lot. It's been a long time. What like, is not like a not like.
What does the law say?
So for example, they say that you have to give her alimony for 50% of how long you've been married. So say you've been married 2 years. You have to pay her alimony for a year.
No, I'd rather just kill
so
her.
So how many years have you guys been married?
Just say 10.
10.
10. You'd have to pay her alimony for 5 years. And what they do was they take 40% of your adjusted income combined monthly, and then they'd subtract that from
so
the
what if she,
spouse's monthly.
What if she made more than me? Do I still have to pay her out?
She'd pay money. Yeah. She... No. So it would be whoever is the lower earner gets the alimony.
I would just leave the country. I would take all my money out in cash and leave the fucking...
That's what people have done.
Yeah, it's so simple. You could go to a third world country, just fucking fly in there and just be like, yeah, I'm going to buy my ticket later.
English teachers.
I wouldn't even do that. Like I wouldn't get like a fucking job. I would sell everything I fucking possibly can own, you know, cash out on everything, fucking rack up credit card debt like crazy, fucking cash it all out, get cash, and then like move to like Zimbabwe with like 50,000 American dollars and then live like a king for the rest of my life.
Can't they like follow you?
No. I'd just go to a country that doesn't have extradition laws, and then it's like, yeah.
Extradition laws?
That don't extradite me to back to the United States to face justice for what I did? Abandoning you and not paying you alimony?
That's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Man, country, the whole concept of countries are weird.
That's why fucking, you know, Edward Snowden went to Russia. They don't have extradition laws out there. You know, so they're not going to fucking extradite Edward Snowden back to the United States. But if he was in like another state that or another country that did, they would just fucking, you know, arrest him, put him on a plane and send him back to the United States to, you know, face, you know, punishment for treason. But now he's in Russia for like ever. Which is, you know, something I would probably do.
You'd go to Russia?
Probably not Russia, but... I would go to, you know, some country that, you know, I can go live out in the wilderness and, you know, just go buy an axe and just fucking, you know, live off the land for the rest of my days. You know, someplace nice. And then it's like, you know, learn the language. And boom. Now I'm out there in the middle of fucking nowhere, but I don't have to pay you alimony. And then, like... They're like, Alex, all you would have had to pay was like $200 alimony, like a month. I'm like, oh no, I ruined my entire life. I could have afforded that.
So do you sell the house?
I'd probably just give it to you.
But who pays the mortgage?
You.
Okay, well then I can't.
Yeah, it'd be brutal.
I'd have to leave.
I mean, like, where, like, see, this is how I know you're not going to leave, because, like, where would you go?
Oh, I'd go back to California.
With who?
With my Aunt Marcia and Uncle Tim. They'll be there, and then once I have my feet on me, I will move up to Northern California, and I'll go settle down in a little coastal town.
In a little coastal town, just, you know.
By the ocean.
Just find another man.
Look at my daisy.
I don't have the camera on you.
Oh.
Yeah, let me get the camera on you. Jesus Christ.
Yes. I want to see the daisy.
Oh, you guys can't see the daisy.
Yeah, we can see it. Yeah.
She's so chunky.
She's so chunky. I think it might have been what my dad said. So, we have a trap door, and I think because her arthritis is probably flaring up because it's colder, that she might not be going out the trap door to go to the bathroom.
That could definitely be it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think I should wait?
Wait for
or
what?
Or should I just go ahead? Oh, I was going to ask Alex if she thinks that I should wait and see if her behavior changes.
So if you're going to take her to the vet, so if you want, you can take her to the vet and you can ask to try her on arthritis medication and see if that makes a change if you don't want to do the diagnostics.
Okay.
And for the love of God, don't tell them your friend is a vet tech.
Why?
Because that always pisses people off.
Tell them your friend's a truck driver and your friend knows everything about animals.
No, Courtney, it's the most irritating thing when people come in and like, well, my friend who's a vet tech said this, and it's like, oh my fucking God. Then go get care from her clinic.
I actually told the doctor once about how, like, they're researching weed in Colorado and its use in cats. And he did not like that.
It's not... it's what it is. There's not a lot... It's a lot of anecdotal information out there, so... I see some doctors who use it, some doctors who don't, and I don't care either way. I know CBD does good stuff for the brain, so... It doesn't seem to do them any harm.
No.
We also sometimes recommend it as an appetite stimulant.
He needs an appetite suppressant, dude.
What?
Yeah, well, she has a fat cat, is what she's saying.
Oh, yeah. Daisy is fat.
Well.
But that's okay.
Okay, then jump up there, you asshole. Jump. I'm not lifting you again. I refuse. I refuse to fucking lift you. My cat, like, I have like a bed next to my desk that's like set up long ways, and my cat will jump up on my desk and then look at me and be like, lift me up there. She can jump just fine. She can jump from the ground and get up there, but she's like, lift me.
It's a princess.
No, fuck you, Mo. But where was I? I was talking about some shit or another. Red flags and getting married. But yeah, like. Move out to the middle of nowhere. Like, if you'd be down for that, I'd totally do that. But that's, like, wildly illegal.
I'm not going to do that. I like my modern facilities. Thank you very much.
I mean, if you die early, then, yeah, that's probably what I'm going to end up doing. Just selling the house, moving to, like, a third world country.
How much would you sell the house for?
Fucking $350,000.
Someone will pay that much for it? Yes. After how much we've messed around with it?
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah. Do you want to know how much my grandma's house sold for?
How much?
Oh, yeah, how
around
much did...
that much.
Ah.
Yeah, let me look it up on Zillow. So they actually just flipped it.
Yeah, and then they probably just sold it for like $500,000.
Yeah, I was surprised you got so little, TBH.
They did. No, yeah, no, but like you don't realize they had to gut the whole house.
Oh, I'm sure.
Would you stop? Don't do that. Mochi. Stop being an asshole. Wait, no, you can leave her alone.
Are you sure? You can put her away.
She's doing things that she knows I don't want her to do, so I give her attention.
Yes, she is a cat.
Come here, Mo. Come here.
Cat.
Okay, fine. Then sit over there. Like, stop. This is why I know I cannot have kids at all. Because if I had kids, I would hit them. There's no fucking way that I would have like a kid running around screaming, you know, like the entire fucking time. I would hit them. Closed fist.
I would shake a baby.
Like,
okay. So I found my grandma's old house.
Yeah.
So it was sold in October and it sold for $745,000.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they had to like do so many reservations, like renovations.
You're like reservations. They had to reserve.
Like they had to get everything out of the house to get rid of that cat piss smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. All you do to get rid of that is, you know, you have a ozone generator, boom, and then you take out the carpets, like we did in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fucking, you know, just sand the top layer of that fucking, you know, subfloor. Boom, sweep it all out. You're good. Fucking put down a vapor barrier. Put down your fucking padding. Put down new carpet. You're golden.
Yeah, but that's still work. And I'm assuming, do you think they did it themselves or did they pay someone to come out and do it for them?
Depends. I don't know what, I've never seen her grandma's house. You forget this.
Oh, I haven't seen it either, but I know how much damage was done to it. Her grandma's a cat hoarder.
I mean, like, they probably ripped up the subfloor and like, oh, more cats down here? Damn.
They probably did find more dead cats.
But, yeah, no, like, you flip a house. That person made $300,000 fucking flipping a house. Probably spent $100,000 on the renovations. Boom. Awesome.
On average, all cat hoarders have at least 5 dead cats in their house.
Oh, yeah.
I found 2.
I'm
real sorry, Courtney.
Yeah.
Like cook them or something. If you're not like
no, you they were mummified.
Yeah.
Well, no, like when they're like dying, like on their deathbed, like you know, just. You know.
It is kind of frustrating.
But
that
why
we don't
would
render
you
want to
eat like something that's sick though?
Well, no, like old cats.
Oh. Yeah, but you really don't want old animals either, because they're like muscles are stringy and stuff. They're not good meat.
We eat pig all the fucking time. They don't have a single goddamn muscle in their entire fucking body. They sit in fucking pig slop all day and eat and eat and eat and then turn into a 300-pound fucking thing. And then we like chop it up and like, oh, fat, delicious, and like eat it.
Within a year or two, they're not getting old. They're mostly being slaughtered within a year or two.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking old for fat things.
No, not really. Like
what are you looking for?
My phone.
Let's see. Life expectancy.
It's right underneath that. It's underneath the thing you're touching. No. This.
Nice.
Thanks.
You're like, the thing you're touching, and then you're like, start touching other things like this?
So
you just said the thing.
So, look, a pig will live an average of 12 to 18 years.
Yeah.
And, like, they can go, like, more than 20 years.
They don't want to, though.
Fucking earth boars in Texas, and you're allowed to get into a helicopter and shoot them with a minigun. I want to do it so bad.
Why don't you?
Because it's expensive.
That sounds like something you would really enjoy.
Helicopter boar hunting.
So the life cycle of a market pig lasts about 25 to 28 weeks.
Yeah.
Or between 6 and 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So my 1 to 2 years was like kind of off. They don't even make it to a year.
Yeah, because they're being farmed for meat, not for other resources.
So helicopter hog hunting starts at $2,995.
Oh. I thought it'd be more.
But the most comprehensive package that they have is $5,495. It's the helicopter hunting safety course. The helicopter hog hunt, about 2 hours of flight time. A full auto gun.
Ooh.
Video service, they record it. Night vision, and then, you know, a lodging, and then meals.
That's amazing.
And it's like, but it's per person too. So if you get two people, it's.
I'm not going with you.
No, I'm not spending fucking $5,500 to go out and shoot.
Ben.
No, he don't have that money. I know he doesn't. I mean, I can get that money. I can scrounge that money together, but I'm not going to.
I think you'd enjoy it though.
I can do, like. They're gonna probably make a VR version of it, and I'm gonna just like sit there with like controllers and like and just kill fucking hogs virtually. Amazing. Just do that. Then charge $30 for it. I should fucking learn how to fucking make VR games and then contact this company and be like, hey, I would like to make a virtual version of your experience using your name, and all I need from you is, you know, video footage of, you know, a bunch of these. That way I can, you know, get down what actually happens on these, and then you need to take me up on like the most comprehensive package, and then I'll split it with you 50-50. And then boom. Now I get to go out for free.
But now you're doing work.
Yeah. I'd have to do a lot of work to fucking save up $5,500.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, to make this, I'd do it for $5,500. Easy. And I get to make more. So. But back to, you know, my rant. Back to, you know, my dumb bullshit. Like, women get married to men, and then they're like surprised to find out that men are horrible, awful people. Like, ugh, my husband's a pig. He's disgusting. It's like, yeah, you knew that. It's like the caveman version of finding out fire is hot.
I feel like people need to move in together before they get married.
I mean, like, you already know that this dude is just a piece of shit. And it's like, oh, cool, he doesn't hit me, at least. And like, I showed up to you with, like, a box full of red flags. I'm just like, I am a violent monster.
Yeah, I didn't understand the concept of red flags at that point, and now I've just put too much energy into this relationship.
And then you're like, cool, I like red flags. Let's get married. And then you're like begging me to get married to you. I'm like, why do you want that? Marriage is dumb. Marriage is for idiots. I'm not a gambling man. I'm a reasonable man. And you're like, come on. And you like threw hints so fucking hard that you want to get married.
No, I straight up had to ask you, are we getting married?
Honestly, you know, if it was up to me, no.
I know. And I was not going to be a common law wife.
You're like, I don't want to be a nasty whore. You need to make an honest woman of
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And then we got married, and it's like, all right, you know, more pee-pee touches? It's like, I'm not a nasty whore.
I was never a nasty whore.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? That's pretty much what it comes down to. Is, you know, women get married and like, ha, now I don't have to do work. And if he leaves me, I take half his shit.
I wouldn't take any of your shit. You have so much stuff crammed into this house. I'd be like,
well,
leave
quite
it.
Honestly, if they did that, like, you'd have to catch them within the first year. And then, like, you wouldn't have to do anything. Like, pay any alimony or shit like that.
I would just sell all my stuff, like I said. But, like, women have a million red flags. Like, every woman. What are you looking for?
Oh, I'm just playing cat politics over here.
Yeah, that one's an asshole. That one's an asshole. They're both assholes. Mm-hmm. And let them fucking fight. Let them be like fucking, you know, Russia and that other country that's fucking fighting Russia.
How dare you?
You're like, you forgot Istanbul's name? I know. It makes it so much worse when you get the fucking name of the country wrong. Just genuine joy. I like how she's looking it up.
No, I'm looking up something different.
She's like, what is the name of that country? Mochi, what are you doing, you fucking lunatic cat? Stop making noise. Mm-hmm. You are meant to be seen and not heard.
Sure.
Your cat is being wonderful. Your cat just sitting there, just, you know, fucking being nice.
I can get her to meow. But she meows so cutely. Let's see. I'm like,
what?
Is Istanbul a country or is it a city?
Istanbul?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a city. Is it a country?
It's in Turkey. I'm sure.
Okay, so it's not a country.
Pretty damn sure no, but...
Because you made it sound like it was a country, and now I'm confused.
I just thought of, like, the first one that, like, would upset you.
Why would Istanbul upset me?
Yeah, it's a city in Turkey.
Okay, but you made it sound like a country, and I was very confused.
This upsets me, though. They fucking still name it Turkey in Google, even though fucking Turkey decided to change their name to the old fucking spelling with the I.
Where does the I go?
In place of the
Y?
In place of the fucking E. Yeah, I mean, it's like T-U-R-K-I-E or something like that.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, but yeah, they were just tired of fucking getting compared to a fucking bird.
Why is there so boring?
Well, I mean, like, they made it easy for us, and then we're just, like, over here being assholes. Let's see how far away Istanbul is actually... Oh, it's so fucking far away from Ukraine. What are you... Mochi, stop being a lunatic. Stop. Stop being a lunatic. You're being a fucking lunatic. And you're fucking throwing me off my fucking podcast game. Knock it off. Knock it off. No. Stop scratching at empty boxes.
You're the one who leaves them out for her.
Because she likes sitting on them. And she's very cute. Let's get into some stories. I already fucking wasted half an hour on this. Okay. There is now a robot sommelier that does fucking wine. And it's just a fucking arm that just pours wine and shit.
How good is this thing?
It's obviously very fucking bad because the title of this, a robot sommelier spilled wine on my pants and it asked for a tip. It's a marketing gimmick. But yeah, I mean, like, it's a brilliant idea because, like, I would love to go in and, you know, just have, like, a robot pour me a glass of wine and then just spill it on purpose because I don't drink that nasty swill. But the so-called Robin Vino has particular talents that you don't see every day. It can pick up a wine glass and a wine bottle. It can pour a precise amount of wine from the wine bottle into the wine glass, and it can dance.
Does it decant?
Probably. Oh, look, it even has like a fucking video. Ah, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my Lord.
The video is awful. Jesus Christ. Yeah, no.
This is the stupidest thing ever.
It attempts to dance. This is honestly one of the worst fucking things I've seen, and it's gonna take our jobs because people want a fucking robot. Mochi, stop being a lunatic. come over here and you can sit on my lap and be petted and get adoration and you can meow into the mic all the fuck you want. It's like when your kid is too quiet, it's like, what the fuck is my kid doing? I don't have a kid, but it's like when kids, you know, like, you hear them playing downstairs laughing and giggling and all kinds of shit, and then it's just dead silence. What is happening? You know, what conspiracy is going on down there? You better not tell Dad we hit you. If you tell him, we're going to hit you more. What's going on? Nothing! Nothing's going on down here. We're playing! You're playing too quiet! There. Got you. But yeah, it's a little fucking Napa Valley winery. God, ow, mochi.
Wait, this is in California?
Yes, this is in California.
Okay, for some reason, I thought this was not in America. I thought it was like Canada or some shit. Of course, this is... Okay, this has got so much worse. Of course, it's in California. Where else could this possibly be?
It is in... Marietto Concerto Winery. Let's see where the fuck it is.
Oh, the art's cool.
I like how, like, they are like, hey, this is our fucking thing, but we're not going to tell you where we're at. It's like, hey, call us today. Here's our number. And here's how you reserve a table. In Calistoga, California.
This website is intense.
This website is bad. Yeah, you can get a wine tasting with the robot. Four wines for $75.
No. Oh my god. Oh my god. And people are paying that.
Of course they are. People Californians are dumb as shit. Bad. They're dumb. All of them. The whole lot, the whole state, build the fucking fence around California and call it a day. Like, I would be okay with that. Like, fucking, you know, dig a trench. Like, don't even, like, build a wall. Just dig a trench and, like, put a waterway in between California and the rest of the country and then make California its own country.
We'd have to transplant UC Davis, though.
No, we wouldn't.
Yes, we would.
Fuck them.
No, they have the highest rate of CPR success in the animal world.
Tough. Make somebody else have the highest rate. We can do it out here in Colorado. We can be better than California.
CPR does not work in animals.
And then just be like, hey, if you want to come to real America, you need a passport. But, like, we don't accept your passports. And then just never allow them in. And then they have to get smuggled in. And, like, if we catch them over here, we arrest them. But yes, that is where you can get it if you want to go to Japan or California. Japan is the next fucking one. So there is an ASMR church that offers Japanese ASMR Bible readings complete with its own mascots. It is a YouTube fucking channel as well. Just like...
What?
Yeah, the website's complaining that I'm using ad blocker because I love ad blocker.
Yeah.
So they're like using fucking Japanese, like shittily drawn fucking Japanese anime characters.
Yeah, that's not.
That use cute fucking, you know, anime girls, you know, voices to read the Bible. That uses both the New Revised Standard Version and the New Interconfessional Translation Bible. And it uploads a daily... Yeah. Let's see what the fucking channel's name is. It's just ASMR Church. You know, ASMR Church has a 6,000, you know, almost 6,500 subscribers. Let's see what they have. I think it's all in Japanese.
I would hope so.
It's all in Japanese. Yeah, there's just whispering Japanese girls in the fucking mic.
What the fuck?
Let's see.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is what it is. And this is why Japan is never going to get saved, okay?
Oh, my God.
I can't hear whatever you
don't,
guys hear.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God, Courtney, it's not worth it.
I kind of have to know now.
ASMR Church.
What do I have to look up? ASMR Church?
ASMR Church. It was whispering. Just imagine Japanese whispering. Just, you know.
So, like, when it said cute anime girl voices, I was thinking hentai girl animal voices.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was expecting. I was not prepared for that creepy baby whisper.
Yeah, it was just, that's exactly what it was. A creepy baby whisper.
Well, a lot of stuff is actually coming up.
ASMR church.
I did.
One word. It's Japanese. It's all Japanese. The entire thing's Japanese. Like, I swear to God, if I, like, go to YouTube right now and, like, just look up ASMR Church and find it immediately. ASMR.
Okay. And of course, she freaking found her thing. Oh, I didn't know it was a full thing.
Yeah, it's a full Let's channel. See. Yeah, there is a bunch of fucking weird shit that's coming up. Oh my gosh.
Okay, no, I pulled it up and I immediately got straight to it on my phone. What the fuck is wrong with y'all's algorithms? Or wait, what the fuck is wrong with mine?
What is wrong with yours?
Well, you know what? Because I watch so much fucking Asian drama, it's probably where the algorithm went with me.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth Copeland blasts the poor and tells them to tithe. Yeah. This is typical.
What the fuck is that?
It's a fucking, you know, line that he's fucking getting brought into, and he's like doing church.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, that seems pretty fucking dope though.
Wow.
Ugh. But enough with the fucking Japanese church bullshit. I thought it was going to be way better than that. Because, like, I don't pre-fucking look up, you know, what I'm going to see. I like to have that genuine reaction. And holy fuck.
Oh, God.
But this man, a DC man, thought he had won $340 million Powerball prize. But it turned out that there is a website mistake.
No.
Joseph Cheeks has filed a lawsuit against the district. Powerball and additional government offices affiliated with the companies, saying they refused to pay him a $340 million prize after his numbers came up at the DC's lottery website last year. Cheeks, who had bought the ticket on January 6th, 2023, didn't see the January 7th drawing when he pulled up the lottery website early in the morning on January 8th. The numbers were displayed under winning numbers. You know, he got a little excited, but I didn't shout. I didn't scream. I just politely called a friend and took a picture as he recommended. That was it, and I went to sleep. But yeah, apparently they had fucking posted the wrong numbers on the website. And if it was me, I would have fucking done a fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out. And like quit my job and all kinds of shit. It'd have been bad. It would have been so bad. And then I'd be like, oh, no, boss, I'm sorry. They fucked up.
No, this dude saw them after winning and then took a picture and went to fucking sleep. Like, I would go somewhere ASAP to get my money. I don't care what time of the night it was. You don't win that kind of money and then just go to sleep.
I'm sure he was like, yeah! And, like, partying hard. And then he fucking, like, went to sleep after, like, doing a bunch of coke. Yeah. A little tiny wrench. Not a beer. But yeah, dude, that's gonna suck.
I mean, it's their fuck up. They should at least offer him, like, a decent chunk of money.
Offer him, like 100,000.
No, offer him a mil.
100,000.
Mil.
Is nice.
It's nice, but not as nice as a mil.
A similar case happened in Iowa. There was a mistake that was admitted by a contractor, and they paid the winnings out.
Oh, nice.
So
someone's already been the bigger person.
So hopefully this guy just gets his fucking money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Joseph Cheeks fucking wins. You know, gets, you know, everything.
So did someone else also win the money?
Probably not, no.
So then they have no business being bitchy about it. They're not having to pay out two different people.
How much would that suck,
though? That would suck so bad.
If someone else won that fucking lottery, and so they had to pay that person out, and they're like, I want my entire lump sum. They gave it to him, and then, like, this guy comes, like, the next day. He's like, I won, and they're like, you didn't win. It's like, here's a picture, here's the proof, here's everything you need. I won. Like, fuck. But the lottery makes so much fucking money, it's disgusting.
Yeah, no. It's a pyramid scheme.
Well, I mean, most of it pays for, like, the lottery pays for, like, shit. It's taxed and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, everything's taxed.
The lottery set up because the earnings are used to pay for, like, roads and schools and stuff like that.
Not at all.
No?
It's not even a little bit true.
Really?
No.
Wow.
You know, because your car registration that you pay every year pays for the roads, and also the taxes you pay on your state taxes and your local taxes, those pay for the roads.
Our taxes don't pay for shit. They go into rich people's pockets.
And then every year on my fucking taxes, I have to, like, pay for, like, the schools and the libraries and all kinds of shit. It's dumb. And it's like,
and hey, the people with kids don't. They get tax breaks.
They get taxed. They still have to pay those taxes, though.
Yeah.
Here's what I say. You know, if you want to have kids, go ahead and have as many kids as you want. You should only be able to claim taxes on two of them. Like, you should only get child tax credits on two kids. That's it.
I think that's how it works. They only have a certain amount of credits.
Nope. You can have as many kids as you want, and you can have, like, fucking four or five, you know.
Yeah, because I was told that you can only claim so many.
I know that it's more than two because I have a friend that has more than two and they get the tax credits for all the kids.
I have to look this up too now.
How many child tax credits can I claim? Child tax credit provides up to $3,600 per child under 6 and $3,000 per child ages 6 to 17. So, yeah, it's, there's no maximum number of dependent exemptions you can claim. So, yeah, you can have as many as you want. Go for it. And then, you know, you're just sitting there fucking raking in money. That's why people will just have a million kids. You know, they'll have like...
Yeah, but... Let me see.
They'll have like 10 kids and then get like 30,000 at the end of the year. And it's like, yay, we're going to go on vacation now. And they're just like shitty parents. Ugh. What?
None.
But yeah, that, I'd be pissed off if, you know, that happens. Not as pissed off as these two guys. A jury awarded $10 million to a Detroit area man who has spent nearly 6 years in prison for the killing of a 15-year-old girl. Before his conviction was thrown out at the request of prosecutors. The jury said Alexandre Ansari's constitutional rights were violated by a Detroit police detective who concealed evidence in the fatal shooting. The verdict returned Thursday in federal court restores some of Mr. Ansari's dignity and will allow him to recover from the horrendous experience of being wrongfully convicted of a heinous crime he did not commit. So apparently, like, a cop was just being a dickhead and is like, no, I want this guy to go to jail. But 6 years and you get $10 million for it?
Yeah, that's kind of weak. It's kind of weak.
That's too much!
No, that's not enough.
Give him, like, $1
million. Nuh-uh.
I would easily go to jail for 6 years for $1 million.
I wouldn't go for jail for so cheaply.
I mean, I'll definitely do it for $10 million, sure. But
for how long?
Six years.
How long would you do? 6 years?
I mean, that's nothing compared to this Tampa man.
If it was tax free.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. A Tampa man has been authorized to receive $14 million after spending four decades in prison over a rape and murder which he did not commit. I'm like, oh. His name is Robert Du Bois.
So there was this case in California that was like really, like, they called it the Gone Girl case. And this woman was kidnapped from her house and taken like 2 to 3 hours away. And the police thought it was a hoax because like there wasn't a lot of physical evidence and stuff. And she ended up being returned. But when they investigated and stuff, like they found out that they shut off her husband's phone. So they couldn't get a ransom call, and the call that they received would have been traceable to where she was being held and stuff like that. And like they ended up getting a settlement. But the thing is, the detective that was in charge of their case and stuff, and that didn't follow through on like basic bullshit, like later got the fucking Detective of the Year award the next year.
Yeah, fucking
like nothing,
cops?
Nothing happened.
Cops are like, garbage at their fucking job. They don't care that they're shitty at their job. And they'll just be like, yeah, well, whatever. Oh, sorry, we suck. Silly us. And nothing happens. You know, there are good cops out there. I will freely admit that. There are a bunch of good-ass cops. And then a bunch of just bad cops that make the good cops look like assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
it's actually pretty interesting because, like, they showed the perfect example. Like, the other cop was, like, following through and doing all the proper stuff, like, on a related case. And that's how they found it.
Yeah, I mean... Like, anytime I see, like, a video of a cop, like, losing their fucking mind and be like, sorry, you need to stop, or, you know, just, I'm like, get out of the job. You're done. You obviously cannot handle the pressure of being law enforcement. you're done with this job. Leave. And it's like, nope, we're going to give him a raise and give him more responsibilities and make sure that he keeps on doing what he's doing. Ugh. But we do have good news. A daily dose of gold may reverse Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis symptoms. Millions of Americans who suffer from multiple sclerosis. I don't think it's millions. There's a bunch, though. But the treatment tested by researchers at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center comes from an unlikely source. Suspended nanocrystals of gold. So it's like, just take a bunch of fucking gold, just eat some gold, and you're going to be fine from your MS and your Parkinson's. What?
After you're done with your... So there's this woman in the UK that can smell Parkinson's. It's crazy.
Yeah, probably.
No, they are seriously, like, studying it. Like, they're studying what component she's smelling, and that way they can start diagnosing it maybe earlier and stuff like that.
She's like, I can smell the Parkinson's. And the dude's, like, shaking, and he's like, ugh. It's like, yeah, no, he has advanced Parkinson's. It's very easy.
Yeah, so her husband, like, he started smelling different. And so when they ended up going to the hospital, she ended up running into people who had Parkinson's and stuff. And then she brought it up to her husband, and he ended up getting tested. He had Parkinson's. And so when she went to like a group thing for it with other doctors, she mentioned that she could smell it, and they did like a blind test where they sent her pieces of clothing that people had worn, and she actually caught someone that was part of the control group that weren't supposed to have Parkinson's, and he had actually had Parkinson's.
Yeah, Parkinson's is pretty fucking common. Yeah. And it's pretty much as you age, your brain is fucking shutting the fuck down, and it sucks. But, like, they have, like, cool spoons for people with Parkinson's. So, like, you can eat your own soup. I mean, it sucks to be shaky, but, I mean, if you're fucking, you don't have to do much work. You're just like, And she's like, yes, you're so good! It's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just inside you. You're a sex god! Thank you. Pay me in gold. And he just like crushes it up like cocaine and like snorts it. I mean, fucking also weed is really good for Parkinson's. Like I've seen like that video too. So. But now on to Am I the Asshole? And all that bullshit. Yeah, we got like 5 minutes left. Am I the Asshole by OK Assistant 4321. Am I the asshole for telling all my friends and family why my vacation home is now off limits unless they rent it? I rent out my house through a service that includes insurance when it is in use. The insurance does not cover when I lend my house out to friends and family since they are not paying. I have regular homeowner's insurance for that. My brother was using my house with his family just after New Year's. It's a slow time. I wasn't going to lose out on much income. My nephew stayed up late one night and didn't go out for breakfast with his family, so he decided to make himself some food. He started a kitchen fire, and he freaked out and called 911 instead of using a fire extinguisher in the kitchen. He is 14, so I can't blame him too much. The smoke damage will cost about $8,700 to fix. I told my brother he could take his time paying me back. He said he wasn't going to pay for an innocent mistake. I need the house in order, so I just fixed everything. I didn't go through insurance since I don't want my rates going up. I was obviously upset, so I posted about the fire and how pissed off I was at my brother. Pretty much all my friends and family took the side of the innocent angel. They said it was unfair for me to expect that much money from him when he could have rented a hotel for a quarter of the price. So I agreed. I said, from now on, my house is off limits unless they rented it out or I was there and they came as my guest. Since I only use the house with my family, that means they can rent it or use the only empty bedroom that has a twin bed and a crib. Now, the howling started that I'm being unfair to them since it was something that wasn't their fault. So I offered to take up a collection from them to cover the cost of the repairs or the increased insurance premiums, and most of them shut up. I directed them all to my brother. He got quite angry at me for blaming him on the situation. I said I wasn't about to send a mob after my nephew. I bought the house after I got a settlement from a workplace accident. I used the income to supplement a difference in what I used to earn at my old job and what I do now. So I guess my question is, am I the asshole for telling everyone who has a problem with me charging rent or stuffing a family into a room meant for two small children to talk to my brother about it? So pretty much this dude gets fucked over because his, you know, nephew, his brother's son, started a kitchen fire, fucked it all up, and now he has to pay $8,700 to get it fixed. And he's like, hey, you can take your time paying me back. He's like, fuck you, I'm not paying. And then now he's like, all right, now no one gets to use it. Because you fucked it up, and now his brother's all pissed off. And he's like, am I the asshole for doing that? No, you're not the asshole. Dude, you got fucked over on this.
And OP's using this as a income source. Like, if it was, like, his own personal house, like, the situation would be a little bit different for me personally. But this is an income. Like, this is affecting basically one of his jobs. Like, he fucked up a professional space, not just a family space. In my opinion.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
So, let's see what the comments say, because I'm sure the comments are going to be, like, right on our side. Not the asshole. Your brother deserves... From No Lavishness 3206. Not the asshole. Your brother deserves to be the one dealing with the flag. If I were him, I would at least offered to pay through increased insurance premiums or that amount monthly until the repairs were paid off. You didn't go through insurance, so he was the one who wrecked it for everyone. And anyone who took his side, I would not trust in my house. Yep, no good deed goes unpunished.
Truer words have not been spoken. Oh my God.
Kid can't be blamed for starting. Dude, he's 14. He should know fucking better.
Oh my God, he was 14. Probably the first time ever in that experience. Okay, he must have been freaking the fuck out.
We had 12-year-olds in the boarding school. We had to do our own fucking laundry. We had to cook. We had to clean. We had to do all kinds of crazy fucking horse shit. Be responsible if you're 14. I was responsible at 14. I was able to fucking cook on a stove without causing a kitchen fire. You know, fucking bring your fucking kid, you know, wake him up, take him out to breakfast. Don't be like, oh, you can stay here. You know, like, blame the kid. Yeah. Put a little bit of fucking blame on the kid. Now that kid's going to feel guilty for the rest of his fucking life. Maybe, you know, he'll fucking learn. Maybe have that kid go get a job. Have that, like, once that kid turns like 16, have him go get like a little summer job or whatever, and you know, make up that fucking $8,700 and be like, oh, here you go, you know, uncle. I'm sorry about that. That was shitty of me. I feel like if the kid did that on his own volition, you know, without, you know, his dad knowing, he's like, hey, you know, I understand that, you know, this is me and I want to pay you back. I'll be like, that's a fucking responsible ass kid. Good job. And you redeem yourself in my eyes. But there's no shot that this kid's going to do that. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, I mean, obviously OP, you know, could finance, you know, the 9 G's to, you know, get this shit taken care of, but it's just like, dude, shouldn't have to. It's the principle of the thing. I can't get over the fact that a 14-year-old boy not only started a kitchen fire, but just watched it burn, waiting for the fire department to show up. Maybe get an adult or use a fire extinguisher. That dad might be legally responsible, but it's absolutely the dumbass 14-year-old's fault. That's plenty old enough to cook without burning down the house. People are really more stupid today. That is exactly how I feel. That is exactly, by Master Individual 709, yeah, that is exactly how I feel. Be a 14-year-old, have a little bit of responsibility.
Should we have a fire extinguisher in our house?
We do.
We do?
We do.
Where is it?
Don't worry about it. I know where it's at.
Wait, if I set the kitchen on fire and I don't know where the fire extinguisher is, how am I supposed to be able to use it?
Okay, I'll get you a bigger one.
Oh, my God.
It's out in the fucking shed.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, my God.
It's for my car.
Jesus Christ.
It was an expensive one.
I know, but I...
I'll get you a $10 one, so that the one I have is not for kitchen fires.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't put out a fire if I don't have an extinguisher.
You have a sink.
What if it's a grease fire?
Just use baking soda.
Baking soda. You've never started a grease fire.
I've never started a grease fire. So I don't know how to put it out.
So you use baking soda. Don't ever fucking use baking powder, though.
That'll just burn.
No, it won't. It'll explode.
But, yeah, no, I like, sometimes I'll purposely start a grease fire and cook with it.
Like, if the only way I would know how to put out something like that would be use cat litter. So that's what we would use at work to put out a fire.
Do that. I'll get you a nice fucking kitchen one, and then I'll, like, mount you to a wall that you can easily get to. Cute. How's that sound?
I like that idea.
Okay. And then don't burn down my fucking kitchen. Okay? And then now on to relationship advice by Sonage. Soieange. My boyfriend, 22, left me, 23, female, alone at a bar in a foreign country on Valentine's Day. My boyfriend and I are currently on a city trip in Prague. It was supposed to be a cute getaway for Valentine's, but it turned out to be a disaster since yesterday evening. Yesterday, we were sitting in a bar after dinner having a drink. I was telling him about my recent trip to London with university, where we visited an architecture firm and had dinner and a drink with the associates in a nearby cafe. During this dinner, the employees of another architecture firm entered the pub, and the associates we were dining with pointed out we perhaps could arrange an appointment with them as well, since they were having an interesting practice. I lost the game of rock, paper, scissors and took the task upon myself to go ask if we could have an appointment. I approached one of the employees, a man, and said, "Hello," referring to our table. We are students from University X. We heard you work at Firm Y, and we're wondering if we could visit your office this week on our study trip. My boyfriend got very upset, explaining that he thought it was wrong. I had to go up to a man and use my charms to ask for this appointment. Consequently, he said he was leaving, asked if I would come, to which I said I wanted to finish my drink. So he left me alone there while I was drunk, and it was 12 a.m. I took my time to find the way home, and ever since we've had that argument, he hasn't been talking to me. He claims I should have told him this when it was happening. To me, it's not that big of a deal. I thought it was a normal conversation. Is he too insecure, or am I wrong with not telling him earlier slash talking to this man to make an appointment? So, to break this all fucking down, because this is, you know, kind of fucking weird. Pretty much a prestigious architecture firm, you know, walks into a bar and, you know, the university table that they're at or like, hey, we should go talk to those guys and see if we can get an appointment and, you know, like learn about what they do and, you know, try and make connections and, you know, network. And so the girlfriend, you know, lost a game of rock, paper, scissors and went over to one of the dudes that works for this architecture firm. And it's like, hey, how's it going? Can we like come and like see what you do? And the boyfriend's like, how dare you talk to that man?
Well, were there no women for her to approach?
Probably not, no.
Then he's a dick.
Oh, yeah. No, he is a very insecure dickhead. I'm sure he was drunk and he's like, I don't like the fact that my woman's talking to other men that, you know, she might leave me and, yeah, knock it off. Just get over yourself.
And he's giving her the silent treatment. Oh, he's so mature.
Well, let's see what people are saying. Girl, it's called networking. It's how people get jobs. Tell them to grow up. That's yep. Exactly it.
Yep, yep.
One time my husband left me after a night out simply because he was so drunk he forgot I was with him and thought I'd already gone home. I called him. He turned that taxi right back around to come and get me. I was furious that he had only left me an area I know very well, blah, 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 blah. Life is too short to throw the whole man away. How much do you have to forget that you're there with your wife? Is he too insecure? Yes. Am I in the wrong for not telling him this earlier? No. Am I in the wrong for, you know, talking to this man? No. Exactly. OP, you are in completely the right. You are looking out to, you know, make your shit better. I don't know if your boyfriend is there, you know, doing the same shit you're doing. But yeah, fucking do what you do. You know, get into a nice architecture firm, make that money. And if he turns out to, you know, keep being a dickhead, you know, fucking build him out of your life. You know, go fucking find somebody else. It's fine. You know, you're already in a fucking third world country, so you can just, like, go around the corner and fucking walk into the woods. But, all right, that's it. My wife last...
Oh, my God, I stepped on him!
Yeah, he just woke up.
Oh, my God.
Thank you all so much for being here. We will see you all next week. Sorry this episode turned out to be such a shit show. My cats were being assholes. And now that the episode is over, like, the cats are all, like, behaving. And they're like, oh,
yeah,
it's a good day.
Yeah. My cat, she was annoying for a while, and then I was like, oh, okay, I can handle it. She leaves.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Whatever. But we will see you all next week with some more fucking news, more whatever, more bullshit. Hopefully my cat will not be an asshole. Maybe I might just lock her out. Bye.